This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. After this winter, I'll bet some of you are happy to see the cheery yellow flowers of the dandelions. I had some sweet Siberian squill starting and then freezing their little blue buds off last week. Arr. Back to dandelions. My husband and I battle over these plants. I'm choosing not to say weed. He wants to treat, I don't. We're generally surrounded by them anyway, so why not just give in? They're also very inviting to pollinators and, wait for it, you can eat them, not just drink the wine. Europe has embraced dandelions for centuries. I have a recipe for wilted dandelion salad on gardenbite.com. One of the most important things to remember before you pick those dandelions for sustenance is that they are herbicide, pesticide free. Don't spray your lawn to get rid of them and then decide to eat them. Choose dandelions undisturbed by chemicals. All parts of the dandelion are edible and have medicinal and culinary uses. The roots can be harvested when the ground thaws and can be eaten raw, steamed, or even dried, roasted, and ground into a coffee substitute. The flowers are best known for winemaking, but you can add them to your salad, make jelly, or dip them in batter to make dandelion fritters. The leaves are a veritable treasure of good stuff for you. Loaded with antioxidants, potassium, and vitamins A and C, you've got a medicine cabinet in your lawn. The greens can be eaten raw, steamed, boiled, or sautéed. Be sure to harvest them young if you'll be eating them raw. The older leaves can be bitter. Look for more info on GardenBite.com and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to CreeksideSoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.